This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And that's the essence of the message, is that everything I can tell you today is that no matter what storms you're facing this week, last week, next month, a year from now, you've got to believe that Jesus Christ is in the boat. In fact, that's a great phrase to put on your refrigerator. And I really mean that. He's in the boat. People say, what's that all about? He's in the boat. It means that Jesus is with me no matter what happens. He's in the boat. That's a word for somebody today, because you've been thinking he's anywhere but the boat, but he's in the boat called your life. One of the most powerful stories I've ever heard in my life, anywhere, hands down, told by John McCain. I don't know if you know this. John McCain was a prisoner in Hanoi, I think the Hanoi Hilton during the Vietnam era. And he said, as a means of torture, they would do what a farmer would call today hog tie. They would hog tie him. He would be face down on a mat with his hands and feet behind him, and they would draw up his legs and draw back his hands, and they would tie him in a rope together and put him to bed to sleep that way. He said it was horrible. He couldn't sleep. He said it was so painful when they did that. He would sleep for maybe 5 seconds because he couldn't stay awake, and then he would wake up again. Can you imagine how that worked on your brain to be tortured? That's a form of torture in itself. Sleep deprivation, by the way, is a form of torture. But there was a guard that started coming into John McCain's cell at night. The guard would just reach down, never say a word, and loosen the ropes ever so gently. So the pressure was off his legs and his hands. He would leave the room, never say a word, come in early the next morning and retighten them up so that when the next shift came on, they would know that he was tightened up. And he noticed this would day in and day out. The guard would come in, loosen the ropes. And finally, he said, on Christmas morning, 1 year in the prison, they were standing out in the yard, as they called it, maybe for a few minutes of daylight. And he said the guard came up to John and never said a word, because he couldn't communicate because of the language. But he took his foot with his sandal in the dirt, the guard did, went like this, made a cross in the dirt and pointed to it. What was he saying? I'm a Christian. That's why I do what I do. It's not much. It's not much, but I loosened your ropes a little, and the thought occurred to me, Jesus was in the storm through that guard who was a believer in Jesus Christ. And you may say, well, that was nothing. Well, it wasn't if you're in prison, but for John, it was something to have those ropes loosened. And the thought occurred to me as I tell you that story, whose ropes have you loosened? You say, what do you mean? You ever loosened anybody's ropes of guilt? Somebody who's suffering from insufferable guilt, and you loosen the ropes a little and say, Jesus can forgive you. He loves you. And you loosen the ropes of somebody who's bound by guilt. You can loosen the ropes of somebody who's bound by discouragement or depression in some small way and give a word of encouragement. You know, there's a phrase in the Bible of a man keeping people on their feet by his words. Your words have kept people on their feet. I think it was said of Job. You know, most people try to discourage, try to say disparaging things and pull someone down. When we have the opportunity as believers to build people up.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.